This is Ted Kennedy. The Senate voted 92-8 to help disabled veterans suffering from exposure to Agent Orange in Vietnam. Senator Al Simpson was one of the Agent Orange 8. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, you win the Ebenezer Scrooge Curmudgeon Award for 1989, hands down. By a vote of 92-8 earlier this month, the Senate voted to provide disability benefits and health care to Vietnam veterans suffering from certain rare cancers and other serious diseases linked to Agent Orange. Guess who was one of the 8 misguided senators who rejected this compassionate and humanitarian assistance for Vietnam veterans? None other than Agent Orange Al. It's hard to understand the obtuseness of the executive branch and the Veterans Administration in resisting this measure of simple justice for so long during the Reagan years. President Bush and his new VA Secretary Ed Derwinski deserve credit for finally breaking the logjam. Now Congress is moving forward, too. Is everybody out of step but you, Al?
Ted, you are sure way off the mark and way off the wall on this one. I am not against giving federal assistance to those servicemen who can prove by sound medical and scientific evidence that Agent Orange caused any disease they may have. The problem is that Congress has overwhelmed science with emotion. We will now be providing health care benefits for disorders where there is no proof at all that the illness has been caused by Agent Orange. We will just presume it is so. You call it compassion, Ted. I call it political pandering to powerful special interest groups. I believe strongly that every single veteran should receive fair compensation for any service-related disability, including those caused by Agent Orange. But when you don't even have to prove it anymore, I sure don't go along. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on cleaning up the savings and loan industry. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.